magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
The truth is on Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this Monday, the 4th of June, 2007, from the studios Republic Broadcasting Network. Good afternoon, everyone. Well, I hope everybody's getting ready for the Ron Paul debate. Geez, you know, I just kind of missed the Democrat debate last night. Did anybody watch that thing? I didn't watch it. Hillary Clinton can't stand to look at the woman. Let alone watch her lie when asked questions. I just couldn't bring myself to watch it, even from the aspect of just covering the debate for the news. There is no news. It's the same old thing. Over the weekend, they had Republic of Texas bike rally down here, and this thing is growing by leaps and bounds from what I hear. There are two major bike rallies in the country. One's in Sturgis, and the other is in Florida. Well, the one down in Florida, and I've said this before, if you want your daughter to show up on these videos, they plug them on television late at night. Girls Gone Wild. Now, how would you like a business associate or a neighbor or somebody saying, hey, I just saw your daughter. Really? And she didn't have any clothes on. She's on a video and it's for sale. That's the kind of stuff that's happened down in Florida. The one that's, that was number two. Sturgis was number one. Austin just took over as the number two spot in the entire country for bike rallies. This thing is getting huge. 10,000 more motorcyclists a year are showing up. And just not the color-laden individuals. Most of these people are just individuals that ride Harleys. Yeah, there's bike clubs that go down there. But also the rice burner crowd, we call them the crotch rocket crowd, you know, that are on these ninja motorcycles that do better than 200 miles an hour. And I know what it's like to be in a bike accident doing about 30 or 40, but I couldn't imagine dumping one of these things at 200 miles an hour plus. I don't think there's enough skin on my bones that you could grade off and I'd last a quarter of a mile. I'd just disintegrate. But it's a big event, and people were down there. I think this was on Friday night, and I went down there for a couple hours during the afternoon, early evening. My hard charging party days are over, thank God. And Saturday night's the biggest party night down there, and I didn't stick around for that. But what I did see down there, I think it was late Saturday afternoon, early Saturday evening, people came down with Ron Paul placards. And I mean the big ones, like you see in midterm elections, you know, vote for your city councilman or your judge or whatever. This thing was huge. And they're marching right down the middle of the street on it. And it was pretty amazing stuff to watch and see. And very, very glad that you people out there are doing it. That only happened just one time. That happened more than once. I'll give you some more inside information about this rally. People are using the crowds, ladies and gentlemen, to disseminate information. What we've been begging and pleading you to do for years and years and years, you've stepped up to the plate. Thank God that you have. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back trying to get this YouTube thing to fire up. It was posted on YouTube by Infowars.com, and I don't know why the slowness here, but these things are a little bit tricky. All right, we're going to try to run this, and I'll give you the background on this story. Now, we've been talking about Rick Perry, and his part in the globalist agenda, going over to Istanbul, Turkey, because he was invited. Well, he's the governor stooge that is selling off large tracts of land to build the NAFTA corridor. We know this. We see it being built down here. He's also the guy in the country that's taking advantage of the newfound powers that governors have, going back, 15 years now, executive order signed by President Bush Sr. to allow the selling off of the infrastructure in the country. All right, do me a favor. Okay, we're ready to roll that. All right, here it is from News 8 Austin on the Perry trip.
Perry is visiting Istanbul, Turkey this weekend, but some critics are...
Yeah. Yeah, like this is going to work. All right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to turn this thing down, let it buffer up, and hit the replay when it comes around. Let me do the story first. by Paul Joseph Watson off of Prison Planet. Ron Paul, Perry's Bilderberg attendance proof government, or I'm sorry, governor of Texas, part of the international conspiracy. Texas congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul has added his voice to those who believe Texas Governor Rick Perry should be investigated for criminal violation of the Logan Act after he jetted off to meet with foreign elites yesterday at the Bilderberg Group conference in Istanbul. Perry's trip to Turkey is a clear violation of the Logan Act, which states that any citizen of the United States, whether he may be who without authority of the United States, directly or indirectly, commences or carries on any correspondence or intercourse with any foreign government, that's the words that's used here, or any officer or agent thereof, with intent to influence the measures of conduct of any foreign government or any officer or agent thereof in relation to any disputes or controversies with the United States, or to defeat the measures of the United States, shall be fined under this title or be imprisoned for not more than 3 years. So, I'm going to see Rick in prison for 3 years? Well, I doubt that. We may not see him as governor for another term down here in Texas. I don't know. This is his second go-around. We have term limits on governors down here? Second term. At any rate, since Perry has not received authorization from Congress, the U.S. government, or the American people to meet with the Bilderberg luminaries, where policy that impacts the world is secretly discussed in wholly undemocratic fashion, his visit represents a criminal act. Now, Congressman and presidential candidate Ron Paul agreed that Perry should be investigated for a potential violation of the Logan Act. This information about him going over there and violating the Logan Act and getting involved, I'm just impressed that's in the ordinary media. I think that's encouraging too, said Ron Paul. Paul said that Perry's attendance was a sign that he's involved in an international conspiracy. Perry's press secretary declined to give a statement when we called and denied any knowledge of the Logan Act, yet seemed to be fully aware of it, claiming Bilderberg was a private meeting. Since the Logan Act also bars private citizens from negotiating with foreign officials, Perry is still in violation of the law. So be he private citizen or be he governor, he didn't get the act or the clearance from Congress to do this. I cannot get this stupid thing to play. At any rate, wait a minute. Let's go directly to the YouTube site, and we'll try to play it from there. There we go.
This weekend, but some critics are questioning.
It's doing the same thing. What are you laughing about? You're not sitting behind a microphone. All right. At any rate, we'll turn this thing down. Hopefully it'll boot up. At any rate. So, and by the way, who paid for this? Well, it was Perry's people. The news story, News 8 Austin, said it was paid for an election committee for Rick Perry. Now, where did they get that money? Where did they get it? That's a political action committee for Rick Perry, but where did they get the money? Does he have a little secret slush fund down there that he gets to use? Well, we'll find out. We'll stay on this story. Perry is one of these sellout guys. Since he's been governor of this state, he makes not too many public and TV appearances. You know, most governors, they just love the limelight. Well, this sleazeball, he's doing everything he can to sell out not only his Texans down here, but the rest of the country by being involved in the Trans-Texas Corridor. So he's not out there in the news and making, you know, nice little speeches and smiling a lot and kissing babies and pinching cheeks or whatever the deal is. No, this guy kind of hides in Austin here, and he only comes out when absolutely necessary to do the bidding for the internationalist. Now, I was talking about what was transpiring down here with the Republic of Texas rally over the weekend. I think it was on Saturday. That the thing with Ron Paul, I think that was Friday evening, early Friday evening, when people came down with the Ron Paul placards. There was a guy that was handing out the sheets that for Ron Paul. And I took this thing and I looked at it, tapped a guy on the shoulder, got a copy, and he had a free copy of Freedom to Fascism. I said, no, I've seen that quite a few times. I said, no, save that copy for somebody else that didn't see it. And the following day, that was on a Saturday, somebody came walking up to me. I seen this guy pull in, came in on a motorcycle, just looked like everybody else riding his Harley. And I'm standing alongside the street corner, and I was talking to some people. Well, this very same guy comes walking up, and I recognize him. He's a little unusual looking, dark glasses, you know, had a little goatee going on. Looked like he belonged on a Harley. He looked cool. But at any rate, he comes walking up, and I said, yeah, I saw you cruising down 6th Street here. And he had Freedom to Fascism, Terror Storm on a DVD, and a couple other movies on there. And he said, here, have you seen this? And I looked at it, and I read what was on it, and I handed it back to him. He said, you're not interested in seeing it? I said, no, I have seen it. And he looked a little shocked and surprised, I guess a little pleased. And I said, well, have you ever heard of Republic Broadcasting Network? And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, I'm the guy that runs it. And he goes, oh, man. He said, glad to make your acquaintance. And I said, no, I'm glad that you're down here. I'm glad that you're doing what you're doing. He told me, and it's really weird, because a lot of these guys that are on Harleys, and a lot of these guys that are in these small motorcycle clubs, and I'm not talking about the one percenters. I'm not talking about the guys that are affiliated with Hell's Angels or whatever else. These are guys that get together, they have a club, you know, they represent themselves at other functions and whatever. I'm not talking about drug dealers and murderers here. But a lot of these guys are Vietnam vets or veterans of Iraq, the first go-around, and they're in full support of George Bush. You know, it seems almost that the only way that you'd get these guys to listen if you cut off their beer supply, then they might pay attention. You know, and the guy that was wanted to give me the DVD with the Terror Storm and Freedom to Fascism on it and other movies, he said, you know, some of these guys I talk to, when I mention Iraq, you know, it's like, hoorah, oh yeah, yeah, let's go kick some butt. Well, I got a little message out there. Get your head out of the beer can. Start paying attention with this wonderful, what you think this wonderful president's doing. And quit being stupidly patriotic. Because what you're doing is backing a criminal. All right? And if you don't have the courage, I mean, you might fight at the drop of a hat. You might fight because somebody stole your beer off the bar. You might fight for whatever reason. But you won't fight your own stupidity. So get your head out of the beer can or the keg, wherever it might be, and start paying attention. Because, I mean, this guy mentioned to some of these guys, he was relating to me that, you know, he's talking about Ron Paul and Ron Paul's take on Iraq. Well, no, we should be over there. Yeah, sure. All right, let's camo up your Harley, give you a chemical suit. And we'll put skis on your bike because you're going to need that because Harleys don't do well in deep sand. And we'll put front runner skis on your Harleys, and you can go over there riding around in the dunes, going to go look for Al Qaeda. I mean, they're demonstrably and demonstrably, I should say, stupid. And apparently they want to stay that way. But that was not the whole flavor. And I don't want to give you the impression that it's all that went on down there. I went down there on a Thursday evening, and guys were just starting to come in. I guess Thursday morning they have a prayer breakfast for the rally, and guys come in the night before so they don't have to get up too early and don't have to ride hundreds of miles to get to the breakfast. And there was a couple I'd seen pulling in 6th Street. I'm standing on top of a nightclub down there just watching, drinking an iced tea and just watching the goings-on. I saw a couple roll in on a Harley, and before too long, I looked to the right, and they were standing right next to me. So I engaged them in some conversation, and the guy tells me he works for Dow Chemical. He's from New Orleans. So actually, the first part of the conversation was talking about Katrina, and then I just asked him the question, have you heard about Ron Paul? And I'll give you his response after this. And this is what's happening to people that are being exposed to Ron Paul. They absolutely love this guy. We'll take this break. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Back. At any rate, I asked this guy after we talked about Katrina and the politics of the parishes down there in Louisiana, especially in Orleans. I said, have you ever heard of a guy by the name of Ron Paul? So we were talking about Beaumont, Texas. You know, he came through Beaumont and he, you know, kind of described the route that he took up and stayed ahead of a storm front, and he had a great ride in. He and his lovely wife. I mean, she was, these were both good people. And I said, oh, Beaumont, Texas, the place looks like somebody had sent off an A-bomb down there. And I said, you know, they used to be a pretty vibrant place. Now it's just a ghost town. And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, kind of down in that neck of the woods, Congressman Ron Paul from District 14, he goes, Ron Paul. He said, you know, I was channel surfing the other night, and I was in bed with my wife, and, you know, I'm channel surfing here, and I caught Bill Maher, I said, on HBO, and he goes, yeah. And he said, I only caught him for a couple of minutes, but, man, I really like this guy. Now, folks, that's the effect that Ron Paul is having on people. And do not forget that tomorrow night, the Republican debates hosted by CNN with the infamous and highly suspect Wolf Blitzer That will be telecast, and that's 7 o'clock Eastern time or 6 Central. Okay, so mark that on your calendar, and definitely tune into that. And if you go, one of the things that they were passing out, one of the flyers, was for Ron Paul. And if you go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and you look on the right-hand side of the page, you will see Spread the Word, Pass Out Ron Paul Flyers Today. And the one that this gentleman was passing out downtown was the one that what Ron Paul voted for and what he hasn't voted for. Very powerful, you know, to get somebody's attention. A very powerful list of the do's and what he didn't do in Congress as a still seated U.S. congressman. So go to the site and download these things and take advantage. I don't care if you and your wife are going out bowling on Friday night. Make some flyers up. Go in a little bit early, you know, polish your ball up and, you know, get your shoes on but show up a little bit early. Go talk to people in the bowling alley. Pass these things out. Enterprising individuals just took advantage of Republic of Texas rally, which I think there was pretty close to 70,000 bikers down there. We've got sporting events, baseball games, double-A ball, triple-A ball, professional, you know, ball. Folks, any place there are large gatherings of people, download the flyer. Have it go to your printing shop, or if a friend of yours has a printing shop and give it to you at cost, whatever. Make up hundreds or thousands of copies of these things. You know, this guy's voting record has not changed. He's not one of these whipstitz politicians that he'll say something to pander to one group and then turn around and say something the next. No, these flyers, it's like the Sea Scrolls. They're unchangeable. Okay, you know, it is cast in stone. That's who this guy is. So take advantage. Take advantage of gatherings. You know, like I said, bowling. What else can you figure out? You know, going to the beach. Whatever your time is, take a few minutes out of your day for this country. I still say it's our duty, our obligation. It's part of our birthright that we do whatever's necessary to maintain this republic. All right? So don't be bashful about it. And for a lot of people, this is almost a breath of fresh air because they don't have to talk about the working conspiracy theory. Well, actually, it's the conspiracy fact about globalization and global government. No, now you can take a political tact. You're just out there plugging a particular guy for office. Oh, that just takes a whole lot of weight off your shoulders, doesn't it? Well, now you get to talk politics to your friends. So you know what? Start talking. Start talking. What are you waiting for? You know, I if we lose this republic, I swear, you people that have not lifted a finger to do a damn thing to help anybody or anything, you know, I hope you're the first ones flat on your keisters. I hope you're the first ones to get run over by tanks. I hope you're the first ones to lose your jobs and starve. I hope the worst happens to you first, because there's been one hell of a lot of people out here working very, very hard to try to bring back the best that this country has. So if you're still sitting along the sidelines, go to sleep. Drink a keg of beer. Do whatever you want to do. Just unplug yourself and go off into the hinterland someplace. I don't care. Because by doing that, you are part of the problem and you're not part of the solution. But yet, these are the very same people that will whine and complain and, well, they'll do the loudest yammering out there. They'll do it incessantly. They're the loudest complainers, moaners, groaners. They're the loudest detractors of anything good going on. But you won't lift a finger to help something that's good, righteous, and perfectly okay to be involved in. And again, for you folks out there that haven't lifted a finger, go back to sleep, turn off this radio program, save yourself the angst and the conscience that you must be experiencing for being a deadhead American, all right? We're going to relieve you of your responsibility of being a human being, and especially about being an American.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All righty. Finally got that clip up about the about News 8 Austin and the clip that they did and mentioning the Bilderbergers to boot.
Governor.
You son of a gun. It is not. Somebody hacked into this thing. It is not going to play. All right, so forget it. I got it to play earlier, and I have no reason for. I have no explanation for this, folks, why it's not playing. Nope, ain't gonna do it. At any rate, okay. Enough on that. So, at any rate, did you kill that other mic? Thank you. So at any rate, folks, if it sounds like I'm grousing at you, I don't know what what I've noticed is a lot of people have just become passive standby people. They're just standing by and watching. That's all that they're doing. And I don't know how to get through to them. I don't know what to say to them anymore to get them to re-engage. And my personal feelings about this, you know, this is why I talked about Cindy Sheehan and her, you know, flipping the middle finger to everybody that, you know, supported what she was doing and the way she did her little bow out. You know, this isn't Rosie O'Donnell television show here. You know, if you're going to bow out and you're burned out or whatever, leave your work stand without messing it up, without making unnecessary commentary that how displeased you are with people and how egos have gotten in the way and how I've been really mistreated and all this. Who gives a rat's patootie? Nobody cares. What they care about is people that do care and people that are engaged. So what message did Cindy Sheehan send the other day? The Democrat Party just kind of walked away from me. Congratulations. Politics, they use people. All right? That's their nature. I mean, that is their nature. And when you're disposable as a Kleenex, once they blow their nose in you, hey, you get tossed. Let me go to the phones here. Chris in Illinois. Hello, Chris. You there, Chris?
Hello?
Yes.
This is Paris.
I'm sorry, Paris.
Yeah.
Evidently, my producer can't hear. All right, Paris, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question about Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the debate, what do you think will we talk about this time?
I have no idea. You're asking me to speculate on fixed questions. I can almost guarantee you that CNN is going to do probably different questions to Ron Paul than they do everybody else. And I particularly, out of all the people, whether it be Fox News or MSNBC, I am in particular suspect of Wolf Blitzer. So I don't know how this thing is going to be rigged by him, but I'm expecting the questions to at least be rigged.
I hope they ask good questions. I won't be surprised if they don't, but I hope they do so people can know the truth more.
Well, I mean, he's loaded with it. That's why they're afraid of him. That's
yeah,
why.
But let's hope he wins. And one more question about, see, when I go to your network, the Republic Broadcasting, there's issues going on with streaming, the listening, and there's many issues going on with the streaming, the audio, and stuff like that. I can't hear the audio. It's just rewinding and fast-forwarding the audio.
Okay, we're having the engineer look at that right now.
Oh, okay, thanks.
All righty.
Yep.
Thank you, Paris. Appreciate it. scratch that. We'll just leave it go for some reason. All right, at any rate. So, as I was saying, now's the time to engage, all right? It is time to engage. And if you've been waiting for, you know, you don't want to talk to your family about the conspiracy theories. Let me something on that also. This is what they're rolling out again, and they're doing it in mass. It's almost like they have gone to an instructional school or they got emails or phone calls in the middle of the night. And I'm not just talking about press people. I'm talking about, the electronic media, the talking heads, you know, but also the Rush Limbaughs of the world. Conspiracy theory. Well, it's not a theory if it's a damn fact, okay? But they want to keep playing it down. The last thing that Rush Limbaugh wants to do is to lose his moniker of being a conservative Republican. Because what's the guy got after that? Nothing. That's what his entire show is based on. It's how good the Republicans are and how bad the Democrats are. Well, I got news for you, Mr. Limbaugh. Unless that Oxycontin really clogged up your brain, there's as many bad Republicans as there are Democrats anymore. So, but that is his badge. That's his moniker. That's his hook for the air. Democrats bad. So he maintains a basically Republican audience out there. But upon closer examination, and I don't care if it's Bush or any of these other clowns that are in the Republican Party, upon closer examination, none of these people are worth anything, but Rush Limbaugh is going to be out there, you know, putting a spit shine on them every single day and going after the Democrats and Hillary Clinton and all that. He doesn't have a show unless he's picking on Democrats. He doesn't have a show if he would start talking about how the Republicans, along with everybody else, Democrats and everybody alike, has turned their back on the Constitution, the very founding documents and the guidelines how this country is supposed to be run. He wouldn't have a show. Could you imagine Rush Limbaugh getting up there 3 hours a day and talking about the Constitution? He'd be forced to be bringing people on like Ron Paul. And you notice something else. He never does any interviews either. Never talks to anybody at length. Never does interviews. It's always 3 hours of entertainment by the wonderful Rush Limbaugh. Now, that wears a little bit thin, and I've noticed more and more people just having him on but using him as background noise, not really paying attention to what the guy is saying at all. It's just something familiar. It's something that is just there. But we're here also, folks. Have you called into C-SPAN lately? Every single morning they've got something going on. There is a hot button issue that you can get up there and just unload a bunch of facts, not theory. Get up there and unload a bunch of facts. That's what it's there for. It's open to the public. And I don't care if you're calling on the Democrat line, Republican line, or independent line, or whatever it is. Take advantage of the ability to talk to a lot of people at one time. Engage, folks. Engage. I can't kick you in if you were standing close to me, I probably could. Kick you in the seat of the drawers to get you engaged. But that's not quite possible doing it via the airwaves. But what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Until we pass a point where we can't get this republic back? Is that what you're waiting for? To prove your doom and gloom attitude? That we're fighting a new world order and we can't win? Well, you keep putzing around the way you have been. We're going to quickly reach that point where there is no coming back. We're going to reach that point of no return. So again, I'll ask you the question, what are you waiting for? Make it a heck of a lot easier on everybody. Let's create a party environment about this. Let's have fun in the reconstruction in this country. Yeah, folks, it's a little bit of work, but it's happy work. It's rewarding work. It's righteous work, if you will. Join in on the party. Join in on the restoration. You know, why do people buy antiques? Because they have a value of the past. I might as well have a soundproof window there. You keep coughing any louder than that. Jeez, you okay? You got asthma? Allergies? Oh, okay. Too bad you can't use an aeronizer in there. I'm just picking on my board up today. But folks, seriously, please join in. People are going to be happy to hear from you. You're going to run into people that know a little something. And it's rewarding when they have a little bit of fact and you can fill in a little bit more of the blanks in their lives. It's rewarding. It's good work. Oh, you work too hard at your job? Well, why are you working too hard at your job? Why are you working so hard to pay a mortgage? Why are you losing sleep at night? I think I would be in on the deal to restore sanity and order and economics and a good societal setup once again. I think that would alleviate a lot of the problems, don't you? Instead of grousing and worrying about the problems, getting in there on the fix to the problems, the solutions to the problems. Ah, that's where I think it's at. Chris in Texas. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Don. I was calling to give out the 800 number for Governor Rick Perry's office and tell you about my little deal with him. I called him today and asked him what his business was in Turkey, and they were like, oh, well, let me transfer you. And then so I get to one person, and they transfer me back. So I get transferred back and forth about three or four times. You know how it goes. And I got one lady eventually say, well, that's confidential. And I said, well, then isn't the governor's office a public office? Well, yes, it is. And I said, well, what's your definition of confidential? And she's like, well, let me transfer you. Anyway, so I got to run around all around there. I'd like to ask people out there, we all need to do our little part. My little part was to call the governor's office, so I did. And I'm going to give you all that 800 number, and I want you all to call and ask what the governor was doing in Turkey. All and right. Just keep pounding them. Because I'm going to call him back tomorrow and find out some. Yeah, and lady, give me a name of Kathy Walt. Maybe y'all can ask for her. The number here for Rick Perry's 800 hotline, 1-800-843-5789. That's 800-843-5789. And call them, and I got to one lady. I said, do you ever hear of the Logan Act? Oh, sir, this is just a press office. Man, they're a bunch of jokes. They don't even do what they're supposed to be doing, and they're not serving us, and... Anyway.
Well, like I said, Chris, I would have preferred to have had a stack of petitions sitting out in front of his office when he trotted himself back from Turkey, and that's one to pull him out of the governor's office.
Yeah, I got another suggestion. Maybe somebody's got to be held accountable. That's what the problem here is in this government. Nobody's being held accountable. I think we should maybe start calling the attorney general's office and find out whose responsibility it is to prosecute the governor of the state of Texas for doing treasonous acts to our state, and say, hey, this is your job to find out if this is a problem with this Logan Act and all, then do something about it. And then we'll call the attorney general's office, whoever's responsibility.
Who is the attorney general for Texas?
Well, some dude in a wheelchair apparently stole the election last time, too.
All right, well, we'll come up, we're doing a web search on it, we'll come up with his name. And here's another thing. If the fix is in between the governor's office and the attorney general's office, well, then I think it's about time to call for a grand jury investigation.
Well, then we ought to get about 100,000 Texans and show up at the State House armed and say, y'all out.
Well, Chris, I don't think that's going to work. Do you?
Well, we won't fire the first shot. We'll just defend ourselves.
Sounds to me like you want your pound of flesh here, Chris.
Yeah, and I want my freaking land back, too. Spain punks.
I understand.
I got to go, man. I get mad.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Chris. All right. Yeah, who is the... did you get it yet? It's coming up here in a second. Yeah, I'm going to call the Attorney General's office tomorrow, and I'm going to call Mr. Perry's office. And we had one guy here on the air. I've had him in studio. He had a program on this network, but he just seemed to be jetting all over the country. Didn't have time to do a program with the best reach out there because he had other commitments. But he was just all over this grand jury thing. And, well, now he's not in a central location telling people about how to get to these grand juries. He's out talking to Billy Bob and Jimmy, you know, whatever, out on the road someplace. You know, folks, sometimes people are too smart for their own good. You know, they don't listen to anybody else. Radio is the place to be. You're in a central location. You're able to do a program. You're able to disseminate the information. You're able to cookie cutter the information. That's an idea, evidently, that some of these people have not caught on to. That you work out of a central location, and I'm not saying being a slave to a microphone. Yeah, you can do all the traveling and personal tutelage that you want. But in order to get the information out there and to have people cookie cutter this thing, so we can start going after these criminals in government. Greg Abbott is the guy's name. Do we have a phone number on this character? That would help. All right. Coming up during this break, we've got all kinds of... We just had one heck of a storm just roll through Central Texas here. And we've got internet problems. We've got shortwave problems. We got all kinds of problems. We're sorry for the technical difficulties, folks, but it's an act of God out there today. All right. He'll get it here in a second. Okay, you got it? All right, Greg Abbott's number is 1-800-252. I'm reading as he's typing it, 8011. So that 800-252-8011, and that's Greg Abbott. He is the attorney general down here in Texas. And again, the 800 number for Governor Rick Perry's office, 800-843-5789. I think we might even post that on the website for tomorrow. Because these people need hammered. I'm telling you, folks, they need to crawl back under the rocks from whence they came. You know, and it's all, in their own minds, it's all perfectly okay with them. You know, the transformation in this country is okay with them because somebody told them it was okay. Well, it's not okay with us. This is not a democracy. This is not a country to be sold to the highest bidder. This is my country. All right? And you don't get to do that. Not without repercussion. Or if you folks are in the Austin area, you can call, it's the 512 area code, 475-4413. I'll make note of that. And we'll get that on the website as well tomorrow. It's time to start raising Cain, folks. I mean, it really is. It is time to start hammering these people over the unconstitutional and illegal stuff that they've been doing. And they may even try to tell you it's legal. It may be legal for a third backwater country, a third world country, but not here in the United States. Not when we have the guiding principles and we got the documents, we got the Constitution, federal and state. The criminals have taken over. It's time for them to go. Go to jail, go to hell, do not pass go, and you don't get to collect your $200. All right, we'll take the break here and come right back right after this.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
FBI linking Al-Qaeda funds insider trading amongst global financial elites and the soured Texas asset buyout of Pakistani prime minister under investigation. Aaron Dykes for the Jones Report. says, as we reported yesterday, an FBI investigation led to charges for two high-level Pakistani financiers on multiple counts of conspiracy and fraud. The FBI has announced it is now investigating further links to Pakistani Prime Minister Aziz, as well as Salman Shah, the Prime Minister's financial advisor, Ali Raza, I think it is, the president of the National Bank of Pakistan, and a significant list of other Pakistani financial heads. Now, the Times of India reported that FBI investigators believe the criminal operation may also be tied to allegations of money laundering operations for Al-Qaeda. Now, the alleged insider trading took place on knowledge that of the TXU buyout. That's one that Perry fast-tracked down here, a largest ever $45 billion leverage deal brokered by Kohlberg, Kravis, Roberts & Company, and also Goldman Sachs, two key firms inside the Bilderberg Group who dominate the investment banking world and are shown to be very closely linked. Credit Suisse, First Boston, who served as advisors to the TXU buyout and also are represented annually at the Bilderberg, are named in the FBI insider trading case that has so far charged Hafiz Nassim, a Credit Suisse FB investment banker, with criminal counts of conspiracy and fraud. Is there a link between elite Pakistani bankers who brokered the TXU leverage buyout with Bilderberg firms and KKR, Goldman Sachs, and Credit Suisse, and the alleged Pakistani role in laundering scheme for Al-Qaeda? Civil charges have been filed against Rahim, the head of the investment banking at Faisal Bank in Pakistan, on conspiracy and 25 counts of securities fraud. The high levels of investigation are interesting given the close relationship with Western banking, as well as the pivotal role Pakistan plays in the intelligence community and the so-called war on terror. Pakistan is well known for harboring Al-Qaeda through the government, although the government does not officially support the terrorist group itself. Now, it was Pakistan that former ISI chief Mohammed Ahmed wired $100,000 to support lead hijacker Mohammed Atta, a well-known CIA asset, to fund the 9/11 attacks. Of course, the ISI is largely an extension of the CIA and other Western intelligence agencies and works as base for operation for intelligence in the Middle East. Now, just north of Pakistan, Zbigniew Brzezinski funded, armed, and created the Taliban, headed by bin Laden, to offset expected aggression by the Soviet forces in Afghanistan in 1979, while Brzezinski was national security advisor to President Carter, proving direct U.S. link to bin Laden. I told the president about 6 months before the Soviets entered Afghanistan that, in my judgment, I thought they would be going into Afghanistan, and then I decided then, and I recommended to the president, that we shouldn't be passive. We weren't passive. Now, this is what Brzezinski told CNN during a 1997 interview. Brzezinski, of course, helped David Rockefeller found the Trilateral Commission and is also involved in the Council on Foreign Relations, both of which bleed over into the Bilderberg Group, all of which serve an agenda working towards global government. More on this story when we get back. We'll also take your calls at 800-313-9443. We'll do all of that right after a little bit of top-of-the-hour stuff. We'll see you back here in about 2 minutes.
A message for